is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, Pinder Tao, Print Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, Southwest Plaza, and Star General, Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So glad that you could join us. If you want to give us a call at any point today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-43 Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. Well, yesterday we mentioned it briefly, but wanted to take it up today because it is quite a strange affair. I indicated that yesterday. That affair being the Prime Minister's decision to comment on the ongoing case involving senior police officer having been indicted in the United States of America and due to go on trial. When asked about the matter, the Prime Minister took the liberty to indicate, as is reported in the press, that he believes that what happened may to entrapment. In his words, it appears officers were entrapped, is his words. He says this is, of course, concerning. Now, that's a very odd injection into this matter by a sitting prime minister. It is. It's an odd injection. And to my mind, it's odd because generally speaking, we tend to address, we have often, particularly in the press and others, been concerned about commenting on ongoing cases before the courts because we talk about this sub judice matter and so forth. And so there's a great deal of caution exercised in respect of that other than to report what has come out of a case itself. So if something happened in the course of the case, then you report on that. But entertaining judgments on the matter is rarely a no-no. And in this instance, we have a prime minister who also was a noted attorney whose work involved dealing with many cases But in his capacity as prime minister, he cannot act as a lawyer. He cannot act as a lawyer. He cannot act as a lawyer. In his capacity, he cannot act as a lawyer, right? And he's not defending anyone on trial. He's not defending the officers. And so he renders an opinion on the matter. Literally, an opinion. Before the cases are settled, the case is settled. Before any adjudication is made, the prime minister says, it appears to be entrapment. Now, I'm going to try to get to a definition of entrapment later on to see if it helps you. I'm no lawyer. I'm no expert on it. But, you know, I can study. I can do what I could do to try to understand better these things, right? But, like, why would the prime minister come to that conclusion? You know, the scriptures tell us, he who studies a matter before he hears it, it is folly unto him. Meaning, if you speak to a matter that you haven't studied, one, it's either foolish, it could be foolishness to you, or you are a fool to do so. Because you didn't hear the matter. So I'm going to assume that the prime minister, who is a seasoned veteran attorney, who is not acting as attorney in this instance because he's prime minister, he cannot do so. I am going to have to assume that he has been studying the matter. And either he has been studying it, or others have been studying for him, or others have been studying and conveying what they studied to him. Right? Now, he did tell us when this matter first arose, when he indicated with great conviction how they were going to overturn every rock, every stone, get at the heart of the matter and deal with all these such agents, et cetera, et cetera. So in the first instance, it's saying the prime minister was saying, you know, this indictment is a serious indictment and we ain't gonna have this and we ain't gonna have nobody bringing us down that way and so forth and so forth. But now he's saying it seems to appear they have been entrapped. And that's concerning, he said. So he did say that they were going to review the indictment, right? So maybe did the Attorney General's office review the indictment and convey to the Prime Minister that it appears that entrapment may have occurred? Is that what happened? Did the Prime Minister himself review the indictment and then draw the conclusion that it appears that entrapment occurred? Did some other attorneys or legal luminaries review the matter and come back to the prime minister and tell the prime minister that they'd be a case of entrapment? Whichever one of those is the case, and perhaps the one with the attorney general is probably the most innocuous situation, because he's the attorney general and the prime minister did say they were going to review the matter. But every other matter, every other instance would just suggest to me the prime minister has taken a very keen interest in this matter. And even if he did, why, and again, I keep saying this to us, I keep saying this to you, why would the prime minister render such a serious comment as a rather seemingly flippant remark arising out of a question by the member of the media? I imagine that if you come to the conclusion that entrapment is the case and that you are concerned about it, that it would warrant very serious, sober, and formal communication to the public, so that you could lay out for the public why you come to this conclusion, why you believe such a thing, so that the public is not left hanging out there wondering why would the prime minister just put out there that he thinks it's a case of entrapment and it's concerning. But no, Mr. Prime Minister, any comments on the ongoing matter involving the senior police officer indicted Well, we think it's a case, it could be a case of, it appears to be a case of entrapment, and that's concerning. Mind you, Prime Minister was also asked about whether he had heard back from the US authorities when he indicated that they would find out about this alleged senior government, or this official who was in, whose name, whose personage was invoked by the indicted person. And the Prime Minister's words were quite interesting. The Prime Minister said, not a word, not a word. Right? Everything has context. Tonation and words all say something about what you are saying. So it seems as if Prime Minister was being kind of reflecting a kind of agitation over what might appear to be a disregard or disrespect on the part of the US authorities not to have responded to the government's request. And so what we have is the Prime Minister making a very serious assessment of an ongoing case before the courts in the United States of America, one that has brought the Bahamas into much disrepute. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you doing, sir?
I'm right here, man. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I tune into your show today and I hear you stating that the Prime Minister answered a reporter about entrapment. Are you aware, as the chief citizen of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Prime Minister, the Honorable Casey Philip Edward Brave Davis, is privy to certain information that me or you may not be privy to?
Of course, I am. I served with a prime minister very closely. So asking me that would be like asking a school teacher if they teach school.
I am quite aware of state of finance under Mr. Ingram. But also, the Prime Minister, as the chief citizen of this Commonwealth of the Bahamas, should defend any citizen of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and all the Prime Minister is merely stating
So hold
that.
on 1 minute. So hold on 1 minute. So if somebody is we the you realize that if we arrest a Bahamian for murder in the Bahamas, that that Bahamian is a citizen. Are you telling me the Prime Minister should defend him or her?
Defending wrong. The Prime Minister is simply stating from what evidence he have that it
So,
appears
so
that
it,
these
so,
two
so it's so.
lower inf You're gonna let me finish, Mr. Light?
Yeah, go ahead. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, bro. When here, I could have a conversation, or if you eject something, I have the right, if I want, to interrupt you. Yes, I do, and unapologetically so. So you could decide whether you want to keep in the conversation or not. That's up to you.
No, I want to keep tuning in and chiming in.
All right, yeah, but don't you ain't gonna dictate the terms of my dialogue with you, because I could interrupt you and then let you finish. Because if you say something that I object to, I may interrupt you. Because sometimes what you guys do is run on for 25 minutes and expect me to sit down and listen to it. I'm not gonna do that.
But
Right?
I am not going to
You just
allow you
said,
to
you just
call me
said,
the Prime
you just
Minister's
no,
name as well.
you just said, Prime Minister has a duty to defend a Bahamian. That's what you said. So it doesn't matter if you do something wrong, if you're in the Bahamas, you're outside the Bahamas, if you are alleged to have done something wrong, you say the Prime Minister is supposed to defend you. That's not true. That's nonsense.
No, no.
You're supposed to be defended by your attorney.
The Prime Minister, Mr. Lang, is merely stating the evidence evidently what the Prime Minister is previously...
No. You're not going to get away with that because the Prime Minister didn't tell us based on any evidence, etc. He only said it appears to him. That's what he said. He didn't give us anything about any evidence he's looked at, etc. Now you want to speak for the Prime Minister. Prime Minister, the Prime Minister, he don't need you to talk for him.
No, I'm not speaking on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You, whenever you say the Prime Minister is merely, you are speaking for the Prime Minister. That's exactly what you're doing.
I'm not going to allow you to do that to me, Mr. Light.
You ain't going to allow me to do that to you? Okay, bro. Well, listen, you have a great day. God bless you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, everybody.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This April, Dunkin' is spreading awareness and support for autism awareness. Did you know that autism affects 1 in 54 children? It is so important to show our support. And you can show your support by grabbing a signature blue donut from any Dunkin' location during April. Join us in raising awareness and support for REACH and the Seahorse Institute. Dunkin', fueling communities one blue donut at a time. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. You know, I was reluctant to take that first call on. You know why? Because I really hadn't even finished my dialogue, because sometimes people are presuming something you're not even trying to do, right? I didn't say the Prime Minister was wrong. It was odd, right? It was something to have the Prime Minister comment that way. But already now, you know, it seems the callers like you want to defend what? Against what? Right? So I'll know better for next time. And you all, when I tell the producer, listen, you could open the lines now. I'm done trying to set the context of my thing. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Comrade Lang. How you doing, man?
I am right here, man. What's happening?
Thank you, man. I'm killing myself, cracking up at that last caller. He tried to defend the prime minister. The prime minister supposed to be able to defend any citizen. He don't know the prime minister can't practice no kind of defense until his time of premiership is over.
No. And then won't be belligerent with me, right? That's what people always say, exactly. Man, he's got to take it easy on people. No, if you belligerent, if you insistent on a wrong motion, what you want me to do? Let you talk and keep using a valuable time to utter a wrong motion?
They Robert supporters, but ignorant Robert supporters, because the bar forget me was when he tell you, he can let you do that.
Yeah. but go ahead, bro. But thanks for calling.
No, I just called and tell you I cracked up, man.
Oh, okay, right. okay.
I'm not gonna let you get away with that, person. Like I'm not gonna let you. Get
away.
Okay.
And I got the mic. Take care, okay, my friend. Man. Appreciate you, man. So. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. What planet that gentleman called from? Don't think he thought about his comment before calling. If I break the law, no worries. Mr. PM will defend me. But I never hear something so nonsensical in my life. Say, laugh out loud. Mr. Lang, don't let these people run you hot. Some people's reality is just from another dimension or parallel universe. Just keep informing and continue to do the awesome work you do. Thank you. It says, defend the indefensible. Yeah, this text says, Selang, it is only you who says that the PM does not have a client in this matter. He may not be the attorney of record, but he does seem to have some person's interest at heart, and it does not appear to be the interest of the baby. So the PM says it appears to be entrapment. He didn't tell us why he thinks that is the case. He didn't tell us what guidance he has that makes him think that is the case. He's now put out there that the U.S. authorities have apparently entrapped a Bahamian law enforcement, a set of law enforcement officers. And so now it appears to be us against them in this matter of correctness. Now, he says it's concerning, but you could only be concerned about entrapment if you think the entrapment was illegal or the entrapment was unethical or the entrapment was immoral or whatever you think it is, right? You think it's wrong, the entrapment. So I wanted to say a couple of things to you, right? I had occasion to look at this matter of entrapment, right? And again, I am no attorney, but I can tell you it is a rather controversial issue, right? And you know, when I was talking to someone about it, they said to me, this someone, you know, is learned in law. They said, you know, Shivago, the reality is you can only entrap someone inclined toward an act, right? You can only entrap someone who's inclined toward an act. So for instance, what happens is, and y'all will recall, I had a piece of video I played, audio I played on this show when we were first dealing with this issue, in which an officer was explaining how he was engaged in a case of entrapment. And what entrapment he was saying is this. So I know you are somebody who peddles drugs, but all the while, all on record, we know you to be peddling smaller quantities of drugs. And why? Because none of the big drug dealers would take you seriously because you are regarded by them as a small-time drug dealer. So maybe you've been doing like a kilo or something like that, and that's it. That, like, you will never do more than that. Nobody's going to deal with you more than that. So as far as the police is concerned, and no, you are that kind of a small-time drug dealer. But then they catch you, right? And now they have something against you, which is that, or what they do is they set up a scenario. Well, they catch you. They know that that's you. They set up a scenario in which they alter, however they do it, orchestrate for you to be able to buy now 100 kilos. Right? And they organize for you to do that. Now, someone who could never go beyond a kilo ends up getting indicted for a major shipment or conspiracy to push 100 kilos. And what the officer was saying is that's entrapment, because but for the intervention of the officers and the law enforcement people, it would have been unlikely that you could be indicted for such a thing, right? And so that is an instance of where entrapment could be clear, is what the officer was saying. So in looking at some material about this, there are some writers on the matter, Stitt and James, who talk about a type of entrapment, because, you know, in the literature, they talk about four types of entrapment. You could have legal entrapment, where you're talking about an entrapment of a person to break the law, or you could have a civil entrapment. Well, legal entrapment involves law enforcement officially setting up an arrangement in which a person is encouraged to break the law or commit a crime. Or you could have civil entrapment, in which you don't have law enforcement officers in the course of their duty doing so, but you do have somebody who is in fact encouraging through various means someone to commit a crime. Then you can have moral entrapment. And moral entrapment is not someone encouraging you to break the law. This is somebody doing things that causes you to do something immoral that they could then later on use to embarrass you publicly. So that, and there was many such instances of some these things being done to politicians and others and so forth. So that's a moral entrapment. Right? And so you could have a legal moral entrapment, and you could have a civil moral entrapment. So you have those four types of entrapment. In this instance here, we're talking about legal entrapment. And so what Stitt and James says are necessary conditions for legal entrapment are these. And so this is what the Prime Minister, according to Stitt and James, have had to come to the conclusion about in order to suggest that it appears that a legal entrapment has happened. These four conditions have to have been met according to the Prime Minister or the advice or guidance he's gotten. One, a law enforcement agent plans a particular crime. So who's planning the crime? Not the criminal, not the entrapped individual. Not you, two people involved. There's the agent, that's the person acting on behalf of the authorities, the law enforcement authorities, that's the agent. And then you have the target, that's the person who ends up being entrapped. So the first condition is you have a law enforcement agent that plans a particular crime. So now the Prime Minister has to have concluded that the law enforcement people actually plan the crime that they are accusing the alleged who have committed, the target to have committed. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the agent, that's the law enforcement people, had to have induced the target to commit the crime. So they have to have offered the target something desirable by the target in order to commit the crime. So the prime minister has to have concluded, or whoever else there was guiding him, that there was an inducement on the part of the agent at the Bahamian law enforcement officers. Thirdly, the agent arrest the target for having committed the crime. So having planned the crime, having induced you to commit the crime, I then arrest you for committing the crime. That's the third element of the entrapment that has to be met. And then fourthly, according to Stitt and James, that there has to be a counterfactual condition, they call it, right? And in this condition, this is the counterfactual condition, and I just explained that earlier when I was talking to you. If it were not for the agent's actions, so if the agents hadn't done anything, then the crime would not have been committed by the target. Okay? Because this is a token crime, right? You've been dealing 1 kilo all along, but all of a sudden I come up and I giving you an opportunity at a dealing 100 kilos. So that's a token for you. Your standard, your staple is a kilo. I just now gave you 100 kilo. That's a token. So this isn't about the type of, right? This is about this particular instance I've created for you to commit this crime. So what Stitton James says is that if these four conditions are met, then you have a case of entrapment. Right? So the agent had to have set up the means of detecting the crime and keeps that means hidden from the target. Right? My point here is not to say to you whether entrapment has or has not occurred. My point is to say to you that the prime minister had to have, or whoever else guided him, engaged in this level of consideration of the facts before him in order to arrive at that. And that is not a casual matter at all. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
How you doing, Mr. Lane? Excellent topic today.
Thank you, my friend. What's up?
Okay. Listening to all the facts that you just read, and really paying attention to that whole matter when you had the minister, Mr. Wayne, speaking about that matter, it was a question that I called in and asked. The question was, who initiated the crime? And the crime, I believe, in my personal opinion, was initiated by the U.S. government for not announcing that an investigation was being done, calling the local authorities, not local, but the government itself, to say that, hey, we are doing an investigation. The prime minister said that he was not alert to that. The minister himself said he was not alert to that. The previous government said that they were alert to something, but we don't know if it was alert to that. So if a crime, if you just read, if the crime was committed, initiated by a agent, then that is clear that United States initiated that crime.
We don't know that to be true, though. I just read for you what the definition of entrapment is, but you don't have any evidence that America initiated initiated an event to induce somebody to commit a crime. You have no evidence of that, and neither do I. Secondly, this is very important. Okay. Very important, bro. This is very important. Okay. If I tell your former prime minister that something is the case as America, that I'm doing something, do you realize I've told your government? And I don't have to come back and tell a new administration. I told your government. Now it is up for your government in transition to advise you of material things it knows of. That's why when you come to office, we have what we call turnover notes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so it's not a question of I have to tell one government and next government, because there's only one government and it's continuous.
Yes, yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
So, basically the information was led by our own government then, but allegedly.
I'm only saying that if the former administration was advised of a matter, they were advised of it as the government. So the government was advised.
Mm.
If America doesn't come back when you transition, that's not on them.
It's basically on us. But I understand the prime minister's point of view, but he was not alerted on it. That was my point of view on that. That's why I think he might have made that statement of entrapment. Because his government.
No. The entrapment, you know, the prime minister is an attorney, sir. And the prime minister understands what entrapment is. When he says, when he talks about entrapment, he's talking about just what I said, that he believes that this is a case in which the U.S. authorities induced our officials to commit a crime that they would not have otherwise committed, saving and except for the setting up of the commission of that crime by the U.S. authorities. That's what he means. It's not about whether he was informed or not.
Yeah, okay, okay. That's my point.
Thank you. We appreciate your calling. This text says, "Hi, Mr. Lang, ain't it amazing how people come on these words, what someone was thinking? When we heard for ourselves what a person would have said." I read you 100%. It says, "Good afternoon, former D.C.'s Mayor Marion Barry's plea was entrapment." Yes, entrapment is actually invoked by many people, especially when the evidence is abundantly clear as to the commission of a crime. You do realize that oftentimes when people invoke entrapment, that they in fact did the crime, but now they are trying to nullify the commission of that crime by indicating you induced me to do it. And there is a debate, there is a live and legal debate that goes on in respect of entrapment that says, is it morally, ethically right to induce somebody to commit a crime? And then when they commit it, then you accuse them of having committed the crime. That's a real ethical debate that occurs. So I'm not dismissing that at all, right? So lots of people, when the case against them is very strong, will resort to a defense like I was entrapped. That's not unusual at all. This text says, "After the reporter's question and the prime minister's response, the next words out of his mouth should have been no comment." So, Mr. Lang, have you ever watched a show on cable called Big Car, where they left a car door open with the keys in it and people would steal the car? Honest people walked straight past that car and criminally minded jumped in with cameras rolling. Yep. Say, cocaine makes the world go around and money is the lure. Oh my gosh. Say, entrapment is a legal defense that claims a law enforcement agent or state agent induced a defendant to commit a crime they otherwise wouldn't have. That's what I said. It's based on the interaction between the defendant or during the alleged crime. The defense is available in every state, but each has its own laws and case history that determine when and how it applies. I agree with you 100%. Says, "Mr. Lang, enough respect, brother. Your listeners know that you are a fair person in your reviews. Two questions. Why would they want to entrap the officer? Is the Sonny Miller case in the papers in Akron a case of entrapment also? Miller's rank, I think, is an ASB or inspector. Planes landing on these out islands loaded with drugs are all just random landings with dealings, gambling with millions of dollars of in contraband. I stupid man." Okay. This text says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It was very unfortunate that the Prime Minister made such a statement. I wouldn't put it past an authority to entrap persons because it has happened before. But let the officers raise that defense if they wish to do so. I think it is highly inappropriate for the Prime Minister to make such a statement. Let the matter take its course and chips fall where they may." Absolutely. That's what I thought. I mean, they have attorneys. why couldn't the attorneys say, listen, man, we think this is a case of entrapment, and we believe that our clients were unduly blah, 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 blah. Absolutely. And then we wouldn't have to have our own prime minister embroiled in a controversy over a statement that he didn't have to make. Why? It was almost like, it was just like offered up. Like, why? So good afternoon, Shivago. Do you remember former DC Mayor Marion Barry? That was classic entrapment. That is quite appropriate to his case. Yeah, I don't know the details of Marion Barry's case, but entrapment is a real thing. It does and can happen, right? There's no question about that. But you have to, like, a lot of consideration goes into determining whether in fact entrapment has occurred and why a prime minister would feel the need to offer up an explanation like that so solicitously and gratuitously and really flippantly is really, you know, a question. That's a question. That's why people are talking about it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this news break.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For printed magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Print Masters bring your masterpiece.
3022361.
Babe! Marsh the car?
I ain't marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you wish to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day, Mr. Lang.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Get you all in on. Happy Holy Week, man. Thank God for Jesus.
Same to you, my friend. Absolutely, yeah. Thank God for Jesus. And I don't even say that religiously. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I don't say that religiously. I thank you. Thank God for Jesus for real.
Yeah, because he's the middleman to get to God.
Yes, sir.
It's only because of the grace and mercy we still here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, I listened to the call. I said to myself, I wonder if the prime minister is supposed to defend us internationally, even if you're wrong. I say that can't be right. And I say, because I don't think all us right-thinking behemoths in spite of us may be family members or political persuasion of the same side would support the prime minister if he's wrong.
Well, and the thing about it is we don't know if the people are right or wrong. They are before the courts. That's the system. So they have lawyers, expert people to defend them.
Yeah.
We can't comment whether they are wrong or not. We know they are presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, and we wasn't even going that far. We was just talking about the persons with the audacity to believe that the prime minister have a job to defend if something wrong. Or we supposed to defend the prime minister if he say something or carry on in some which way. What might come across wrong? I don't think that's fair to expect from us. The human people ought to expect that from the prime minister, and he should know better, but I guess it was in his rights to do it. I say this thing with entrapment, I believe we done passed that with this case. The last time I listened to the news, you could check the record and correct me or let us know. The lawyers and these former police officers, these superintendents and stuff, it sounded like they're doing what you call a plea bargain with the American government.
And
in 2 months' time, they're supposed to come back. So I don't know if this, with the prime minister coming out and making a statement, is just a distraction or something he know what we don't know. And I think he have a duty, because this ain't about him or the cabinet or his party. It's about us, the people. It's how it makes us look. Because all us don't think the same way. So I honestly believe that I always say, Minister Lang, that two wrongs don't make a right, right? But as far as they going with it, if I was I should ask you. You're not advisor for the prime minister, and he are people who he paying to be advisor and stuff like that. But if you had to advise Minister Lang and say anything to the prime minister, what would you suggest he do from now on? Or if you had to talk to him before he made that statement but indictment, how would you tell him to say that or don't say that at all?
No comment. No comment. It's an ongoing matter. No comment. That's simple. It's an ongoing matter. No comment. We'll let the process play itself out. No comment. That's simple. That's not even hard. I think anyone could make that suggestion. Anyway, this text of Mr. Lang, we heard from Fred Mitchell as yet on this matter. Laugh out loud. I have not heard any comments from Minister Mitchell on the matter. It says, good day, Lang. The PM trying Donald Trump. Let's see who will win. This text says enticement, entrapment, inducement. These are the three legal arguments. I can't call, just enter the, won't be able, okay. No problem. It says a lot of folks only understand entrapment like forcing the man to stay in relationship by use of a baby, laugh out loud. They never heard it in a political atmosphere. But it's the same principle. Someone using leverage to limit your choices to what they want you to make. It doesn't absolve you of your responsibility or accountability. It slightly protects your image and also may be a legal way of getting acquitted of the case. That's possible too. So you're right in your interpretation of the word entrapment. The prime minister is also right in his interpretation of the law. Anyone reading the case would come to the same conclusions. With my background as a police and someone who work on cases as such, the charges is saying a lot about the case. What we have before us are charges levied against officers based on a telephone conversation, which says a lot about the case. This continued cry about a high official being involved is garbage. If there was evidence that an official was involved, he would have been indicted. I agree with you 100% with respect to that particular last matter. And I understand the perspective from which you come on the other points too. You can tell when you speak as a law enforcement officer, you do a much better job and then you speak as a political operative. Say, hi, Shivago, I agree with the PM. I agree that the PM should have said no comment when the reporter posed a question to him on those officers' case. No doubt Latrey Raming is still shaking his head in disbelief that the PM answered the question in the manner that he did. Laugh out loud. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, brother Lang.
Yes, sir, how you doing?
I just want to find out one thing, right? The Prime Minister, the reporter asked him a question concerning these fellas that was indicted.
Right.
And asking him that, his response was because of his knowledge, knowing the law, and probably had little experience about these type of cases, his words was that it appears, right? And he used the word, it appears that it is entrapment.
Yeah. So, that's what happened.
So if it appears, he isn't saying that he believes that it's entrapment, or he ain't saying that whatever. Let me ask you a question.
You're the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. What do you seek to gain by making that comment, appears or not? What do you think could be gained by making that comment?
His view on what he was looking, what he probably understood.
But why though? Huh? Why would you say that to the public? Why?
Okay. If he didn't, okay, let's just put it like this. Let's just say he didn't say it. He just had to say, no comment. You know, knowing the Bahamian people there, they would find another reason why he's supposed to at least say something to the
reporter. What difference does it make what Bahamians say or not say?
He's being
tried in America before a jury in America?
Right.
They're being tried there?
Right. So that's why he's saying what he said to the reporter, it had nothing to do with saying it to the Americans. He just was letting the reporter know that, hey, it appears to me that it is an entrapment because of his knowledge about probably cases like that.
And you really think that's okay? Think it's okay for Prime Minister to do that?
He gave us some kind of view that it mightn't be the way the Americans them thinking about it.
No issue. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I have plenty of respect for you, sir. I listened to you get mad with a caller who called in concerning the PM remarks and didn't allow him to explain his comment. I don't think the PM just spoke in the flare blue and don't have information on what he spoke about. Please give our PM more credit than that, sir. But what does this have to do with me giving him the Prime Minister credit or not? Because you clearly don't listen to my show. You didn't listen to the show today. I said the Prime Minister is a seasoned attorney who has dealt with matters like this. I said you didn't listen to me. And I must give him credit for what? I have a judgment on, he has a judgment on a matter. I have a judgment on a judgment he has on matter. Why should I give him credit? Credit for what? For saying something I don't think he needed to say? And because I think he has more information, man, you got to be talking nonsense. You know how many cases go before court that all kind of parties have information on and put their information before the courts, and the court renders a judgment contrary to what somebody or all kinds of people thought? What does that have to do with anything? Why should I give him credit for that? I give you credit for your reasoning, not for your utterance. If you say to me, you know, the reason why I think this is entrapment is because, one, the agent seems to have set up this blah, blah, and this is why I say that. So if I hear that, I might then think, okay, well, I can see how you could come to that conclusion. And I would still question, why would you say that to the public like that? In this, these people have lawyers, right? I must give him credit. You give him credit. You have the right to do that. I'm not discrediting him or not crediting him. I am questioning why he would say that to the public. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. You think the Prime Minister may know who will be indicted and for the reason that reason is why he's making the statement? I have no idea why the Prime Minister said what he said. I really do not. That's my question. I do not have any explanation for it. So, hey, the PM heard plea deal and decided that he is their legal counsel and opt for entrapment, which is semi-illegal and contested in court, okay? It says, does he know if it was entrapment? Does he know something that we don't know and has been in contact with the accused? My analogy. So, Americans William Null and Michael Null were accused by FBI of trying to blow up the Michigan governor's mansion. The jury found them not guilty due to FBI entrapment. We're not suggesting entrapment isn't a thing, bro. I don't know why you would need to tell us that. We know that entrapment is a thing. Is it a thing in this case? We don't know. Why does the Prime Minister know it? And why does the Prime Minister say it? We don't know that either. So the Prime Minister indicated that he had no further information about the matter and as such should have kept his mouth shut. No comment. Yeah, apparently it's okay to get up now as Prime Minister. If the police in the Bahamas had arrested a man and put him before the courts, you think the Prime Minister, if he thought that it was a matter of entrapment, would have said so? For a Bahamian, arrested by the Bahamian law enforcement officers, do you think that a Prime Minister of the Bahamas would have said, I think that man was entrapped? You think so? Why would he not have if he wouldn't do it? Why would he not do it? He knows why he wouldn't do it. They laugh out loud. Ah, boy. You should laugh. It says, it appears to me the PLP mechanism is in full swing with all these new callers noticeably having a bias. Election season is here, Mr. Lai. Fight blindly for your leader, PLP, is right or wrong, laugh out loud. Call everybody should call, and if you are defending your party, that's entirely okay. I have no problems with it. FCOI, FBI, DNA, PLP, FNM, Lakers in Five. Y'all, yes, Shannon. Say, Shivago, I'm waiting with bated breath for Latrey Ramin to clean this up. Okay. This text says, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Can you explain, please, if someone is there and you were given 6 months? Or you mean this 30 days thing? I can't explain America's 30 days Alien Registration Act to you. I can't. I really don't understand it. I don't know. Some people think it only applies to illegal aliens. Other people think it applies to everybody. I really honestly don't know. It says either way this goes, looks bad. It's really, really strange. I have to tell you, it's really strange. So Prime Minister Davis should not have made such a sweeping statement without an explanation, and I still believe that the AG should be handling this. If you get arrested in the United States of America, Germany, Canada, what is the Bahamas government supposed to do? Nothing. You get a lawyer and you go and have yourself defended. The government of the Bahamas, unless you are subject to some kind of political prosecution or that kind of stuff, the government of Bahamas don't have no say in the matter. Government shut its mouth just like it shut its mouth on every other case has happened in the world involving Bahamians. Why is this special? The government of the Bahamas has no role to play unless it believes that there's some political state-sanctioned prosecution of you. You have lawyers to defend you, expert lawyers. That's their job. They know the U.S. system. They know the U.S. law. It's just, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I stop. I hide my head. I do something else. Ah, boy. So Mr. Lang, this reminds me of the moment in the House of Assembly when Hiram Lewis went from FNM to COI and you heard in the background, what? Why? And the PM made the statement, that's all I thought about. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. We have several callers, so go ahead. Make us a say.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you today?
I'm okay, man. How are you?
I'm great. So if all this is true, what you were saying, the Prime Minister shouldn't have said anything. Why would then the reporters ask such question if you don't think they would have been out of bounds to ask the Prime Minister such question if, like you were saying, about that situation?
No, reporters don't have any duty to not ask a question. That's their job. Their job is to ask questions. You have a duty to answer appropriately any question. And one of the appropriate answers we know always that faces a political leader is no comment at this moment.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but let me ask you a question. All right. The United States State Department didn't ask for those other persons on the indictment to be arrested, right? Did they ask for any proceedings to start here in the Bahamas?
I don't think so.
Okay, so let me ask you, let me say this to you. So don't the Prime Minister have an opinion of his own? As being a Prime Minister?
The Prime Minister. No, of course the Prime Minister has an opinion of his own, but we also have a right to question why the Prime Minister would utter his opinion in public, because he's the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. He is our Prime Minister. He is our Prime Minister. Why was he being asked a question? Because he is our Prime Minister. So he's not his own Prime Minister. He's our Prime Minister.
Yeah, so what's the problem with his answer? Why does his answer such to be affected to so many persons who don't support the Prime Minister? Why is that?
But your question, man, you ain't asking no question you want to answer.
No, you don't want to hear what I got to say.
Listen, have a good day. Have a good day. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, how are you doing today, sir? Community?
Good, man. How are you?
Wonderful. You're doing a great job, but I just want to chime into the piece where you were talking about the situation in which the Prime Minister spoke about the officers that were in trouble in the States.
Right.
You know, we have to be very, very careful, you know, when we exercise our words, and we have to choose our words carefully, because at the end of the day, I personally, now, I don't speak as a PLP, I don't speak as an FNM, I don't speak as a COI, I speak as a community leader that speaks and understands where your point of view and understands what the Prime Minister would say. To be clear on that, we have to be very careful in how we twist things or how reporters twist things and how we deliver it to the public, because we have an emotional public, and now, you know, a great legal mind like our Prime Minister, I think he would know, you know, what is being put out there or what he's putting out there into the media that wouldn't harm himself. Because I think personally that there's a big difference between a government official, which stays in when government changes.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you say, like others have said, he's a great legal mind. Let me ask you a question. Yes. Do great legal minds go against each other in the same court?
Of course.
Huh?
Of course. Presentation is everything.
Okay. So if you are a Prime Minister and you're a great legal mind, and in this instance, we don't pay him to be no legal mind. We pay him to be a Prime Minister.
Okay, but Mr. Lang, let me say this to you.
No, hold on.
You do pay him to be a leader.
So you can have he can have a view of something and he utters that view. But he's my Prime Minister and others. We don't have a right to ask him, but PM, why would you say that though? Why would you offer that up? because he's our prime minister. We are concerned. We could be, some of us, concerned about that. So what's the problem?
And I think when that question does come up, Mr. Lang, I think that would be answered properly. You know, it's unfair to ask the prime minister that question if it's premature.
I'm answering. He made the statement. My name is Zhivago Lang. I do a show, another two shows, and they're asking the question. What do you mean when it comes up? It is up now.
Okay, Mr. Lang, did you ask the question? One second, did you answer those very questions when you were leading the charge with WTO? That's a double-edged sword.
If I asked, I answered every question the Bahamian public put to me, brother. Every single question. Every question.
Okay. I understand.
All right, Wendell Jones used to say to me all the time, he said, Zhivago, one day, I might even agree with you, but you don't duck no question.
Okay.
Not in public life, when we have to deal with the public business.
Would have understood from a business mind perspective, we're talking about emotional people. So when the prime minister...
That don't have nothing to do with life, man. If people get emotional, it doesn't mean they can't reason. You shouldn't act on your emotions, but you can't dismiss people's query because they're emotional, man. You emotional now?
Don't twist nothing when it comes to the prime minister words. You got emotional people...
All right, now, we're going to take the next caller. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Good job, man. Good try.
Yes, sir. I think we're being misunderstood. The prime minister spoke as the prime minister, and it's what he said carries weight.
Yeah.
You don't want to be seen that you want to be seen that he has some invested interest in that matter in terms of who is. Remember the Knowles thing when they gave the letter to the U.S. on behalf of Knowles.
Yeah, no. but the prime minister was his attorney then, and he was not prime minister. He was an attorney. So that's a different matter. That's a different matter altogether.
But the point I'm making is that you could be seen to have an invested interest in the outcome outside of the prime.
He might have some. He's prime minister, and they are officials from the Bahamas. But I mean, the reality is though, if they are before the courts. They have lawyers. If the lawyers feel he's entrapped, then the lawyers could say so.
You aware of sometimes people say things sure there for people to pick up?
My brother, you and I both know that is true. Right? Yeah. That's why I'm saying the question is why? Why would Prime Minister say it? That's a legitimate question.
I don't think it's a smart thing, but I mean, I guess he. Yeah. And second thought, he wouldn't do it again, but I mean...
We can see. Thanks for calling, man. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Do we have another caller? No? Okay. Say, reporter's job is to ask questions. Say, the PM's job until that moment was to deflect. He deflects on all issues asked about BPL and a lot of issues Bahamians are concerned about. Come on, man. You all call us for the country. Stop liking. Be leaders, not followers. See, I tell you, the PLP mechanism is in full swing. Laugh out loud. It's principle. And it can be in full swing until the election is done. So will the FNMs. And so will the COI. All on them. I can take it personal. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Thinking that if I was in this position, if a person comes to me and try indulge me to do something crooked or corrupt, I wouldn't do it because I have that integrity bone, you know. So I wouldn't be inside a position where I'd say, okay, he entrapped me. Because if you ask me under what, I'm going to say no, that's not me, find someone else. And when we look at it from the prime minister perspective, had it been something that the people have the government in court and you ask them rather than to comment on it. You say, oh, it matters before the court. I'll refrain from commenting on it. That was a political grenade that he threw back on himself. I don't understand.
Now, let me ask you a question before you go. You think if a couple of police officers were arrested for conspiracy to transport drugs in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and they were before the courts, you didn't hear Prime Minister of the Bahamas would say, I think they were entrapped, if he thought so?
His line would have been, that's before the court. I have no comment on that. So,
I appreciate you calling.
That's a serious misstep of it. But very quickly, it's a teachable moment.
I appreciate your calling, brother. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this break.
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You got it.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, go to church every Sunday. So what do you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Phone line blowing up, text line blowing up. Job well done. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, I'm well. Good show today, as always.
Thank you, ma'am.
My comment is I listen to our leaders from day to day, and I always think that if we take our leaders and put them in another country, if they would say some of the things that they say to us and also within our media space.
Interesting.
Because, yes, I think what has happened over the years, some of them are out of touch and they don't realize that some of the Bahamian people mindset have grown and were able to over time become more able to evaluate more. And so we don't just take everything that is said, and we don't just listen and agree and just say yes, yes to everything. There are some of our people who are able to, the way you do on your show, able to analyze and able to really think about things critically. And so I think for some of our leaders, some of them stood up and they still maybe have the premise that they are able to say any and everything within our media space and don't try to address us as if there are some of us who have some kind of sense. And so I would say moving forward, I think they need to realize that the world has changed and the Bahamas has changed as well. And so when they speak, they need to speak as if they are not only speaking to us. They are speaking internationally as well. And there are some of us who would like for them to represent us in a way in their language and their department and their speech, as if they at least sound like they thought about what they were going to say before they say it. And to think before they speak a little bit more, the same that we say to our children. I think some of them don't don't think before they speak sometimes, and they feel like they could say anything. And they know, they do know that they have a group within the community that would say yes, yes to everything and that would agree with everything they say. And I think, you know, you have a time, you call some of them irrational. That's fine, that's that group. But there are some of us who are able to look at things and listen and say, hold on, that don't make too much sense. And they really need to know that there are some of us who know when something makes sense and it doesn't.
And you know, you very, very insightful comments you make. And you know what happens when I am careful what I say? You get the impression that I have more regard for you than I might otherwise show. True or not true?
That is absolutely true.
You see, and that's what happens is if by leadership we are in the business of upliftment, then if I am careful what I say, even to say to you, you know what, I am not prepared to answer that at the moment. Give me a bar and I'll get back to you. Or I'm prepared to say, you know, I offer no comment on the matter for the moment because it's before a court system. Then I show you a deference that says, you know what, here's somebody who really thinks, I think.
Yes. And Mr. Lang, the thing is, I'm going to go right now, but I listen to some other leaders from around the world. And when I hear them speak, I often say to myself, why can't some of our leaders speak intelligently like that? What's the difference? And I think as a people, we don't hold them accountable enough to know that when they speak, they need to at least be more methodical in their speech delivery.
I appreciate your calling. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. Lang. Take care.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Well said. You know what's interesting? The issue of entrapment is so nuanced that there are those thinkers about entrapment who say, listen, it isn't merely that the agent offered an inducement as an opportunity to commit a crime. But it has to also be that they encouraged you to do the crime, right? So if an agent says, you know, you could sell them drugs, right? That ain't the same as doing something that gives you an inducement to sell the drugs. And so the nuances are significant and need to be considered when you think about somebody coming to the conclusion that there was entrapment. And then, and given that that's not my job, my job is to be prime minister. My job is to be an executive in the cabinet. My job is to be a legislator in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I'm not an attorney at the moment anymore. I'm an attorney by profession, but that's not what I am practicing today. Today I'm practicing political governance. we got a lot of text here. Let me read these texts. This text said, Mr. Lang, there is a legal term called sub judice, which means that a matter is under judicial review, therefore prohibited from discussion. I'm wondering if that applies in this case. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I guess my own. Is sub judice only a local application? So only if the matter is before our courts? But not before other people's courts. I don't know. I'll have to check on that. That's a good question. It says, some people who call seem to be damage control. The man makes a statement on a public forum. You can't call a radio show and say, I don't think he meant it like that. He meant like this. When you go on record, especially of a public record, your words can be used for you or against you. And anyone has a right to respond to it. But don't tell a radio show host who was a politician how he should translate the prime minister's speech. This radio host here, word for word, what the prime minister went on the air today and understands exactly what he meant from a literate and a political point of view. Well, in this case, I don't even understand what he meant. I mean, I understand what he's saying in that he has made a determination that it appears. But my question is, like, why would you say that publicly like that? That's my question. If you want to say Maladi Nani, that's fine. So, Mr. Lang, to caller who asked about Mr. PM's opinion, do we all have an opinion, whether spoken or silenced? No opinion should be said aloud, not every opinion. Should be said aloud, that's for sure. I know a lot of my opinion shouldn't be said aloud. It's a good day just joining. What did the PM say, please? Really? The PM said it appears that the people who were indicted in the United States, the officers, that they were entrapped. And he was concerned about that. So listening, driving, shaking my head. So it seems as if PM is privy to some new information and is preparing his defense. Whatever happened to let the chips fall where they may? This says, good afternoon, sir. Again, what we are experiencing here today is the cup half empty and half full. There is an indictment in the public for everyone to read. Shouldn't the prime minister be honest in his knowing that his answer would have absolutely no effect on the case ongoing on in New York? Please let the PLPs make their statements without being cut. Let me tell you something. You ain't gonna tell me what to do on this show, and I don't cut people gratuitously. If you're talking nonsense, if you're not trying to accommodate reality or facts or reasoning, don't tell me what to do. Because you know better than you know as well as anybody else. So don't get caught up in all the... Oh, so you admitting they PLPs. I didn't have one single person call in here and say, you know, I'm a PLP and I come to defend the prime minister, but you know they PLPs. Oh, I see the coordination. Oh, I see it now. Oh, boy, you let the cat out. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break. Oh, the officer let the cat out of the bag. He'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of Plaza. Stop by today and explore.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9. 9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for these remaining moments of the show. Texas, I tell you, the PLP mechanism is in full swing, laugh out loud. My police friend gave it away. He said so. I don't know how you know the PLP is. How did you know, sir? Yeah. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. Make sure you let me know if you use PLP or F&M, caller.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hi. Should I go?
Hey, yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm Lil Funky the Merit, and I'm a PLP, as you know.
Okay, sir. How you be, man?
How you be now? But, you know, let's I'm a PLP, but I'm going to take a different view on this, Chicago. Mm-hmm. As a politician, you should know it. The prime minister of this country,
mm-hmm,
was a lawyer for more than 50 years and a good defense lawyer.
Absolutely. I think one of the better ones, right?
I surmise. He asked a question. And instantaneously, he answered as a defense lawyer from the prima facie of the case. But what I allude to, though, and being a politician, words will get you in trouble, not by your intention, by a slip of
the wrist.
And you know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know the prime minister wise enough not to make notion of it because it's a case going on and you're forbidden by doing that.
Right.
But the public wouldn't give you that benefit of the doubt. And you've been there as a politician, and you suffered sometimes because of that, not by your intent.
Sure.
But how people perceive it. What I'm saying is, the prime minister answered that question, I believe, by his legal instinct. But you know how we draw the conclusion? I look at the Guardian headline. It says, it appears officers were entrapped. But the story inside don't say nothing else but that. So let's be human now, but humanistics don't give political people that benefit of the doubt. And you know quite clearly in your heart, as a former politician, you suffered from a word uttered. An uttered word had no connection to the subject. But as a instinctively a defense lawyer, I say I waited too long, I'm going to take my medication, but it's good to hear from you, Lang.
Listen, be well, man. Good to hear from you, bro.
Yeah.
Bye. Be well. All right, Brother Merritt, thank you. This text says, Mr. Lang, you used the radio to trap a PLP text. He got entrapped? No, I didn't entrap him. You know, y'all obviously hear me say, I use the word flippant, right? There are some matters that you have to put in your mind are weighty enough to require your conscious, intentional deliberation and utterances on saying this. There's some things that just like that, because as Brother Demerit says, sometimes when you are less casual, when you are instinctual, you say things and they come back to bite you because you can't. No, listen, let's be real now. and it appears to have been entrapment, and it's concerning. And don't think that's going to invoke a conversation. You cannot believe that. No one who is reasonable will believe that the press will not carry that as a frontline story and want to follow that up, and that the people of the country will not deliberate on that. You cannot believe that. In your heart of heart, even if you want to support the prime minister, as much as you want to support the prime minister, you can't believe that that won't invoke a discussion. Right? Some of you are calling you defending what nobody has been accusing. You all are defending the prime minister when nobody accusing him. People are asking, why would you say it? A simple question. And he could come back and say, you know, well, I can't even form the words as to what the prime minister would say as to why he said that. God is my witness. If I formed the words I thought might be why he said it, that would not be good. But I can't imagine words that would make me sit down and go, oh, okay, I got you. Now, Funky's point, if he came and said, you know, it was kind of instinct, and I probably shouldn't have done it. It was kind of just like legal instincts. I could buy that. This Texas, this whole case looks like 1 + 1 = 3. It's big parts missing, and I think we all have a feeling of what's going on, but are too afraid to say it. Say nothing new. This was done before. The straw vendor letter written on behalf of a smuggler, and now this statement. Says Lang was 90, who was indicted in the U.S. Was he saved by the lawyer who was representing him? But a lawyer can't save you. But the lawyer is the best defense you have. Right? Your lawyer can only do the best. And you don't know if his lawyer didn't get him a better deal than he might have gotten otherwise. So you don't know that. Sometimes, as a lawyer said, when asked about defending a client who is guilty, he said, sometimes I can defend a client and save him his life, even if I don't save him his freedom. Says, if American officers are arrested in the Bahamas, can Donald Trump comment publicly on the case? PM's comments were fine. Well, of course, first of all, President Trump might comment on the case, but is that the same as maybe Biden commenting on the case or Obama commenting on the case? Of course, some of y'all are missing the point, man. I can't stop the prime minister from commenting. I can't stop that. But can I not ask why my prime minister would make that comment? Oh, man, y'all stop living in some delusional world. You live in I'm sorry about that. My computer decided it's time to update. I'm so sorry. But yeah, so you can't stop the prime minister from making a comment, but you can question whether the comment should have been made to begin with. Some of y'all obviously haven't listened to the prime minister when he was leader of the opposition or any time, and all the times he asked questions and raised issues about all kinds of people, all kinds of things. Come on, man. You all toughen up your skin. He's the prime minister of the Bahamas, you know. And when he speaks, he doesn't speak for himself. He does not. Some of you need to wake up and understand that. He is the prime minister of the Bahamas. Okay? This text says, my brother, I am listening to your show, and it's amazing to me that Bahamians, despite their political persuasion, cannot appreciate the notion that the prime minister is completely off base with his public comments regarding our indicted officers. By so doing, he is actually blaming the Americans for conspiring against officers who had a duty of care and legal responsibility to do all in their powers to prevent that which they are accused of enabling. The matter is now sub judice in a foreign court and definitely ought not be publicly addressed by our chief executive. What happens if requests are made for the extradition of others? The Americans might believe the entire system is prejudiced. In any event, the concerns of Prime Minister Cabinet should communicate through diplomatic notes and not in the press. That's an point. Excellent statement and point. That's true. This says nothing. Says if American, fishes are caught by their mouths, no one knows the corrupt nature of one's heart until one utters it. The PM self-indicted himself on this situation with this most unfortunate statement of a position disposition. His text is misaligned. The traffic lights at South Beach, along with the cameras, have been knocked down and has not been fixed. It's across from the police station in South Beach, okay? This says PM Davis has foot and mouth disease, says that texter. This text is, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I think your last caller was being rhetorical, but to answer her question, some leaders know exactly how to speak eloquently in international circles. They don't do it here because they don't need that to secure our votes. When our elections become more about substance and less about popularity, we may see something different. Wow, that's heavy. It says, good evening, sir. I heard some Honorable Adrian White said on another radio station that only people with sense vote for the FNM. What is your opinion on that? I don't think that's true. People with sense vote for the PLP, DNACOI too, not only FNM, so I don't believe that. Laugh out loud, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox give play-by-play of charges, indictments, and ongoing trials. They have teams of people looking at evidence and speculating way before trials begin. Only in the Bahamas do they tell us, shh, can't talk about politics, shh. Can't talk about charges. We are a nation. That it don't work quite like that, man, brother. That's not true. You're not accurate on that. So, Shivago, everyone seems to be omitting the first question. Have you received any update from the U.S. regarding the matter of our service officers being indicted? His response in the negative should have been end that conversation. The word entrapment slipped. That's an odd word to slip, says that texter. We read this one last text, producer, and then we are here. Says, in response to the caller who suggested that foreign leaders are more circumspect when answering questions than our leaders. Really? Donald Trump? The PM's comment was inappropriate, but if anything, he must be following Trump's example. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Thank you for joining us today. God's best life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Do well. Bye-bye. Time to put my life back.